presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
January 17, 1048 America, New York. China passed COVID infections peak, top economic official claims. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He tells Davos meeting that country is returning to normal faster than government expected.
Daily FX market news.
January 17, 1030 America, New York. German DAX rally remains intact despite slowing momentum. The German DAX 40 index has followed major stock indices higher, finding support above prior resistance, the key psychological level of 15,000. Can bulls retest 15,400?
Global economy.
January 17, 916 America, New York. German investors turn positive as recession fears wane. ZEW indicator beats expectations as fiscal support and COVID rule relaxation in China offset effect of war in Ukraine.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 17, 9 o'clock America, New York. Google didn't show bias in filtering campaign ad pitches, FEC says. GOP committees had cited an academic article to claim Google's spam filters were designed to benefit Democrats.
BBC News Business.
January 17, 846 America, New York. Royal Mail accused of prioritizing parcels over letters. The Postal Service is accused of breaching its legal obligations, but the firm denies it is doing so.
New York Times Business.
January 17, 845 America, New York. At Goldman Sachs, a $1.3 billion profit is cause for alarm. The Wall Street giant reported that its profit fell by nearly 70% in its latest quarter, lagging results at its rival Morgan Stanley. Goldman Sachs, which is based in Lower Manhattan, reported a quarterly profit that fell short of already lowered expectations.
New York Times Business.
January 17, 845 America, New York. Goldman Sachs profit plunges, lagging Morgan Stanley. The Wall Street giant reported that its profit fell by nearly 70% in its latest quarter, lagging results at its rival Morgan Stanley. Goldman Sachs, which is based in Lower Manhattan, reported a quarterly profit that fell short of already lowered expectations.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 17, 843 America, New York, UK to toughen new social media law, threatening CEOs with jail time. The online safety bill aims to better protect adults and children from viewing certain online content, including fraud, revenge porn, and sexual abuse.
Daily FX market news.
January 17, 838 America, New York. Gold prices slip but bulls still in control, eyeing $2,000. Gold is probably due a little consolidation after a breakneck run higher since the end of 2022 as inflation worries have eased. New York Times Business.
January 17, 820 America, New York. Davos worries about a poly crisis. So many global troubles have arisen that the political and business leaders at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland have adopted a buzzword to capture the moment. Global crises are weighing on the World Economic Forum.
BBC News Business.
January 17, 803 America, New York. Ukraine's deputy PM confident, we will win this year. Yulia Severidenko says she is confident Ukraine will see victory this year in its war with Russia.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 17, 8 o'clock America, New York. Henderson on the John Batchelor Show. Last week, one of my favorite interviewers, John Batchelor, interviewed me for his show, Eye on the World, on CBS Radio. The topic: my article on the Southwest meltdown. Why is he one of my favorites? Because he actually carefully reads what I write and thinks about it before interviewing me.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 17, 8 o'clock America, New York. Emerson Electric bids to buy National Instruments for nearly $7 billion. Emerson says it has been pursuing the equipment and instrumentation company since May.
BBC News Business.
January 17, 726 America, New York. Ocado says shoppers buying fewer items as costs rise. The online grocery delivery service says shoppers are buying less as the cost of living soars.
Daily FX market news.
January 17, 720 America, New York. FTSE pauses ahead of all-time high as solid jobs data buoys sterling. The FTSE index outperformed most major indices last year and continues that momentum in early 2023. However, early signs of slowing momentum have appeared.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 17, 7 o'clock America, New York, can demand, self-destruct. Last Thursday's column by Greg Ipp, the Wall Street Journal's chief economic commentator, is strange in more than one way. See, inflation is turning the corner, January 12, 2022.
Digital finance.
January 17, 6:33 America, New York, VC, seeking tech gorillas, prepares for digital IPO. Nemesis Technologies, a new VC investing in deep tech, wants to give all investors access to its portfolio. The Post VC, seeking tech gorillas, prepares for digital IPO appeared first on digital finance.
Global economy.
January 17, 2:47 America, New York, UK wages jump but fail to keep pace with inflation. Public sector pay growth lags private sector.
Marginal revolution.
January 17, 2:38 America, New York, is crypto now underrated? I appeared on the Bankless Crypto podcast, and they sent me these links, YouTube, https://youtube.be/bifedafgv8podcast, https://available.com/bankless-substack-post, https://open.substack.com/pub/bankless-pod/p/early-access-y-crypto-is-underrated.
Marginal revolution.
January 17, 043 America, New York. Why has construction productivity been falling? There is a new NBER working paper on this topic by Austin Goolsby and Chad Siverson. Aggregate data show a large and decades-long decline in construction sector productivity.